I wonder if you could tell me what kind of birds I might find in this area.
Well, we have the magpies, we have the sparrows, and we have those chickadees, which is a winter bird. We have swallows, we have crows, and they're a nuisance. And the good ones, we have the bluebird, and we call a peewee.
What's a peewee? No?
And it's just a kind of a brown bird that has black kind of wings on top of its head, and it's kind of on the order of a bluebird-like, but they catch insects. You see them flying in the air, you see them catch a grasshopper while it's flying. The bluebird and those peewees are the good ones for that.
Peewee kind of makes the little sound like peewee too.
Mm-hmm. It just sounds like peewee when he says that.
Do you have a bird that will put its beak into the wood to draw out insects?
There's a few around, woodpeckers.
Yeah.
There's two kinds. There's one with the red breast on it, and we call them flicker. And then the other one is black and white, the regular woodpecker, but you don't see very many of those.
Okay. Another nighttime bird, it's a bird of prey, but it comes out at night.
Owl. Yeah, we have some here too.
Okay.
I know we heard one the other morning.
Are there any other birds like an owl that like maybe prey on animals?
Well, a hawk. Yeah, there is some hawks. I think there's two kinds of hawks. We got a small hawk, they call it a sparrow hawk, and then the other is a red-tailed hawk. And that's only two that I know we have, that I know of here. But you don't see very many of them either.
Really?
Anymore.
Not
here.
Never. Don't see any eagles?
The eagles are farther north of us over toward the Basin Store. Over this, not disappointment areas. What is
dry
it? Dry Creek Basin.
Okay. You ever get to do any fishing?
Very seldom. It's not one of my favorite sports. It's all right, but.
Okay. I was just wondering if you went fishing in this area, what might you catch?
Well, it's mostly trout.
Okay.
And they say there's a few crappie in that Lake McPhee. And what's the other? There's one more other fish that they're supposed to put. It's some northern pike or something. Yeah.
Any bass?
There's supposed to be some bass. I've never caught a bass. I've never caught a bass or anything.
How about a brim?
What?
A brim. Have you ever heard that word?
No.
B-R-E-A-M?
Brim. No. Just trout and catfish and the crappie is all I know of. That, okay. But not bass.
What do people use for bait mostly? Live bait.
Well, it's just mostly angleworms. Some of them use this canned corn, you know, and then they, what do you call it, those little round balls, what do you call those? Salmon eggs.
Okay.
Those red ones. You know,
are there?
And water dogs, yeah.
A water dog?
Water dogs.
What are those?
They're kind of a animal they'll raise in a old pond, you know, that goes dry, and when they start out, they're tadpoles, and then they get bigger, and some of them get about that long. And they use those for bait. They're kind of like on the order of a fish, but it has legs. Huh?
So that'd be kind of a lizard. Almost like a lizard.
But it lives in water.
Are there any other kind of worms beside angleworms? Is that the only one?
Well, that's all. There's cutworms that live in the ground that cut our beans, you know, and wheat. There's cutworms. And then there's a grubworm that's white with a brown head. So that's
You mentioned the salamander. A tadpole grows up and becomes
becomes a salamander.
Okay, but what do other tadpoles grow up and become what?
Frogs.
Yeah. Do you have those around here?
Yeah, if you have any water in the pond or something.
What kind? Are there different kinds of frogs?
Well, must be because you know there's a bunch of variety of frogs, you know, and here they're not very big. But the only time you won't think there's any, if we ever get a hard rain and fills the reservoir with water, you hear those frogs just singing all night.